It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me in studio today, I have Mr. Fuzzy Nance. He is the leader of the Helper Recreation and Trails Committee. A lot of stuff going on with trails up in Helper. They've been doing a lot as far as bouldering things and getting out and having some fun. I mean, it looks like work, and I think it's work, but I think it's been a lot of fun as well. Fuzzy, thank you for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thanks, dude.
So what's been going on up there?
Well, we spent yesterday, the 5th, I guess, building and laying in approaches and straightening up landings under boulders. We've got three really killer bouldering spots in Spring Canyon, good to go. And we're going to put in one more work day, get about that much done again, and then we're going to open it up to the public and get people up there.
Now, you guys, we talked a little bit off air. You're wanting to possibly have some type of an event over Memorial Day weekend if you can get the work done.
Right. We've got like I said, we had a really productive day yesterday, and I hope Jordan and Henry are aching as much as I am after moving that much dirt and rock. But if we can get that much done again, we've got enough right there in Spring Canyon, right there close together, to have a little bouldering party.
And this is just another thing that's on top of everything else that you guys are already doing up there. Yeah. You've got the bike trails and things like that that you've been working on. But this bouldering thing, you know, we talked a little bit about the last time you were here, and they were saying how, you know, the rock formations and the type of rock and everything that's up Straight Canyon, where the Joes Valley people are bouldering, there it's the same stuff that's up Carbon County up in Spring Canyon. And you guys are kind of just taking over that and finding it up there. This is where your two guys used to go all the time, you said.
Exactly. Yeah, Jordan and Henry grew up here bouldering and climbing on all this stuff. But they used to get in trouble for going out and climbing on rocks, so they had to keep it secret, and it was all underground. And I knew that, you know, that was going on. I've known especially Jordan for a long time. But as we're developing their secret spots and making them accessible to the public and making things more consumer friendly, more or less, I'm watching these two just get so stoked about actually finally what they've always done being sort of legitimized. It's kind of like, you know, my trails that we built up on Wood Hill so long ago finally getting legitimized a couple years ago by BLM. It's like watching your kid graduate and go into the world or something. And yeah, they're Jordan and Henry's stoke is getting me stoked more about it, and it's going to be a beautiful thing.
Okay, and you guys are also going to start, you've started another little offshoot called the Carbon County Climbers Alliance.
Right, that's our specific getting bouldering and climbing rocking and rolling here in Carbon and Emery County's group. It's kind of an offshoot of the Trails and Recreation Committee. A little more hardcore, these guys. They're really focused just on rocks and just on bouldering, and they're pretty educated about it. Like I say, I follow them. They tell me this is a great boulder, this is a great area, and then I can do the, you know, it's like doing trail work after that.
So. Okay, and going great. You know, I've noticed you've been posting stuff on the Helper Recreation and Trails Committee's Facebook page.
Yeah.
And, you know, you posted stuff, just the work you did over the weekend.
Yeah.
Looks great, and you say that it's work, but I think you guys are having a little bit too much fun for it to be work.
It's a good time just because we're all stoked, but this morning it was definitely feeling like we did some work yesterday.
I was going to say the next day it feels like work.
Oh, I'm crushed, dude. I'm feeling my age.
All right. And we were talking about you're going to try and get a little bit more work done this weekend coming up.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to get some done over the next 2 weeks, and then Jordan and Henry are here in 2 weeks again. Next week's Mother's Day, so, you know, everybody's got stuff going on. But if we can put in another work day like that, immediately, as soon as I feel like it's ready, I'll set up the event. I'll let you guys know. Maybe we can do this again. And, yeah, I'd like to get as many people out as possible to get it, you know, get people knowing about it.
Just kind of seeing what you guys are doing.
Yeah, and get the buzz started. You know, everybody that takes a few pictures and posts it on Instagram or whatever, it'll get that ball rolling, and we'll be a destination this year.
And so once again, be looking for, you were saying probably this week you'll be putting up the Facebook page for the Climbers Alliance.
Right.
So be looking for that Carbon County Climbers Alliance Facebook page coming this week. And they're just having a lot of fun getting out there playing in the dirt.
Yeah.
You might as well, right?
Yeah.
And you wanted to talk a little bit about the bike trails that are up above the golf course.
Right. BLM is currently doing a pinyon and juniper clearing operation. I've been told a few different reasons as to why they're doing it. None of that's as relevant to me as we've got some serious trail damage that's been done, and it's going to take a while to get things restored and cleaned up, and there's a few sections where the trail has just disappeared. And so if you're up there riding, please, if you come to a section like that, don't just keep riding around looking for the trails. You know, recognize that it's been damaged, maybe turn around, go back out and take a different section until we get that stuff cleaned up and squared away.
All right, and yeah. So just be careful out there.
Sorry for the delay. It's just, you know, got a lot going on.
Sounds like you got a few other things on your mind. So, you know, so just be careful out there and just respect the trails. The trails are there for you guys.
Right, right. So, and like I said, we'll have it all squared back away. A lot of trees are gone, so it's not going to be as shady and cool as it was, but whatever.
Get out there and have a good time anyway.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, Fuzzy, thanks for stopping in. Once again, be looking for that Carbon County Climbers Alliance Facebook page coming this weekend. And possible little bit of a climbing event going on over Memorial Day weekend. If it happens, we, of course, will let you know.
Yeah, regardless of how much we get done, we're going to do something that weekend. It might not be an event. It might just be a few locals getting out and playing. But we're going to do something that weekend.
Okay.
It might be big.
All right. So anything else you wanted to talk about? The Trails Committee, it seems like you guys are having great meetings and a lot's coming out of it.
We're moving a lot of things along very quickly. And
very good.
Excited, very
well, good.
About
thank
it.
You for all you guys are doing out
and
there.
And happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there.
Got to have it.
Yeah.
Got to have it. All right. So for more information on this and other Castle Country Focus interviews, check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, you can listen on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.